the numbers don't look good. In 1994, Governor Ann Richards got 45% of the vote in losing to George W. Bush. That percentage has steadily declined, all the way to just 29% for party nominee Chris Bell in 2006's four-person race. Then came 2008.
In 2008, it was like trying to drink out of a fire hose with all the excitement about Obama.
Andy Brown chairs the Travis County Democratic Party. He says the March 2008 primary between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama generated excitement, participation, and maybe most importantly, cash.
That primary was the first time in as long as I've been involved where we've had millions of dollars put on TV putting out positive messages about Democrats. And we saw the result of more volunteers, more higher turnout.
That money didn't just buy TV ads. Jason Stanford says it also oiled party machinery that had rusted over in the last decade. Stanford runs Stanford Campaigns and was the campaign manager for Chris Bell in 2006.
There are a lot of people who got real grown-up training, who learned the right way to do the basic fundamentals that we didn't have a chance to teach them before because there wasn't the money to hire them to give them real work to do.
Party activists believe the governor's race could be within their grasp if they could just get that kind of financial backing again. Stanford says the money's there.
But to get big six-figure checks from Democratic donors or even $1,000 checks from these guys, they have to believe that Rick Perry's going to win that primary. They have to believe that Rick Perry is going to come out of that primary having to unite a deeply fractured Republican Party for the better part of next year. That's the win scenario.
Win scenario. Seems kind of weird to use that phrase when talking about a Democrat gunning for statewide office. Stanford says Democrats can also beat Senator Hutchison, but he says Governor Perry is more polarizing and makes an easier target. Harvey Kronberg says the emergence of a win scenario comes from looking at recent Republican election returns. Kronberg edits Quorum Report, an online political newsletter.
In 2004 and 2006, with George Bush and Kay Bailey Hutchison at the top of the ticket, they got 64% of the vote. In 2008, with John McCain and John Cornyn at the top of the ticket, they dropped to 55% of the vote.
He thinks that in a statewide race now, the GOP candidate starts with about a 500,000 vote head start on any Democrat. But many of those voters are in the middle of a rough and tumble battle between Governor Rick Perry and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison for the GOP nomination. And some of those supporting whoever loses the race just might sit out the general election.
So that 500,000 presumptive structural support base that the Republicans have is in some way diminished. Is it enough for Democrats to win? Well, everything might have to go right, but you could make that case.
He says the stars would have to align just right, which is actually the Democrats' biggest problem right now, because there are no stars in the race. Primary candidates Tom Schieffer, Hank Gilbert, Kinky Friedman, and Farouk Shami have yet to set the party on fire. And two of the best-known Texas Democrats, former Comptroller John Sharp and Houston Mayor Bill White, are running to fill Senator Hutchison's seat, which she hasn't given up yet, and may not while running for governor. Which is why so many party activists keep pushing those Senate candidates, especially Bill White, to enter the gubernatorial race.
If you're Bill White and you're coming off of being mayor of Houston, this is your moment.
White had more than $4 million cash on hand this summer from his Senate fundraising. He can transfer all of it to a gubernatorial race. Since he's about to leave the mayor's office in Houston, his name ID won't be any higher than it is now, and he's got a strong, broad support base in a part of Texas that makes up a large chunk of the overall voting population. But there is one big problem for those hoping to get him into the race. He says, forget it.
Yeah, I have no plans running for governor. I don't want to, you know, that's not my intention. Everything that Kay Bailey Hutchison has said to her donors and to her fellow senators, she's going to do. So I really don't think about it.
Even with that definitive statement on the subject, expect to hear his name batted around until the deadline to file for the governor's race has passed in early January. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.